In the 1970s, a shift began in country music, away from the slick production of Nashville toward a rougher sound in both lyrics and instrumentation. The movement was called outlaw country, and its effect is still felt today, with mainstream country artists sometimes striving for outlaw credibility. This month, an outlaw country classic was reissued, Waylon Jennings' Honky Tonk Heroes, and that got music critic Meredith Oakes thinking about the record's legacy.
The legend behind Honky Tonk Heroes is fantastic. It's 1972 in Dripping Springs, Texas.
Low down, leaving some, done did everything that needs done.
Country star Waylon Jennings meets a little-known songwriter missing a couple of fingers named Billy Joe Shaver and makes him what was quite possibly a drunken promise that he would record an entire album of Shaver's songs. When Shaver turned up in Nashville to collect, Jennings allegedly offered him $100 to get lost, and Shaver promptly offered to kick his butt. Instead, the two made an album that would become a cornerstone of the outlaw country movement.
For lovable losers, no account boozers, and honky-tonk heroes like me. Hey, hey.
Even 40 years after its debut, Honky Tonk Heroes still sounds relevant. It was a stark departure from the string-laden, heavily arranged, and highly produced country-politan sound that was popular at the time. Spartan and soulful, it helped open the door not only for singer-songwriters, but for artists to make records on their own terms. Jennings jettisoned the ubiquitous group of Nashville session players in favor of his own backing band and co-produced the album himself. Shaver's lyrics reflect the iconoclastic nature instilled in both men during their Texas upbringing.
Well, the first time I felt lightning, I was standing in drizzling rain, with a trembling hand and a bottle of gin, and the rose up a different thing. But the devil made me do it the first time, the second time I've done it on my own. Lord, put a handle on the simple-headed man and help me leave that black rose alone.
Though its origin story may be apocryphal, there's no question about the legacy of Honky Tonk Heroes. This album, chock full of outlaw country anthems, was recorded in Nashville. But with it, Jennings proved that you could buck the country music establishment from within and create a work of lasting influence, and even have some hits along the way.
Long ago and far away, in my old common labor shoes, I turned the world all which way, just because you asked me to.
Waylon Jennings and his outlaw cohort set the standard by steadfastly refusing to be defined by the music industry. And that's an artistic value that's worth celebrating with this reissue.
Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me.
Meredith Oakes is a talk show host and DJ at Sirius XM Radio. She was looking back on a country music classic, Outlaw Country, by Waylon Jennings. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.